Welcome to week 6, video 4, making your money work for you.
Now, I wonder how many of you have either heard the phrases or even said them yourself. You know, we've got more month than money. There's never enough. I have no idea where all our money goes. What are we spending our money on? Now, we've actually said all of those and more in our own marriage. You know, when Tony was just like, where does the money go? I make the money. Where does it go? You know, those types of things. I'm like, I don't know. I'm buying the stuff. You know, as I said on the other one, I'm the spender, right? So I'm like running to Target and I'm running to the grocery store and I'm putting shoes on the kids and sports lessons and things like that. And what happened was early on in our marriage, the reason we said those things so often is because we didn't have a plan. Right. We literally, the paychecks would go into our joint checking account and then we'd pay the bills and use the credit card. And at the end of the month, we'd be like, wow, there's only like, $5 left in the account. Where did it go? It wasn't until we actually started implementing a plan that all of a sudden things really started to change for the two of us. And so in this particular video and worksheet, you're going to have both the usual questions that we ask, but you're also going to download separately a financial plan, a cash flow plan, a budget, whatever word doesn't make you cringe, because I know some people hear budget and they're like, what is that? I don't want to talk budgets. But we want you to spend the time working through that this week, not to make you miserable, but to equip you with a financial plan for your marriage.
Yeah, this is absolutely vital for your financial intimacy, which then carries over into your emotional intimacy, that it carries over to your sexual intimacy, that allows you guys to really connect in a holistic way in your marriage. Finances, and especially going over a cash flow plan, is one of those areas that so many couples put aside and just hope and pray that everything will work out. And like Elisa said, it wasn't until we really got real on the cash flow plan. I'm not saying we're perfect. I'm not saying we've always followed it. I'm not saying that it's always been the greatest thing. We've had our times where we've messed up and stubbed our toes and skinned our knees. And yet by having the cash flow plan and having the time to go over this at least once a month, knowing what we have, what we're going to spend, putting money away in those specific categories has allowed us not to always think about this throughout the month, which then again allows us to be open. You know, we get real in the emotional intimacy. Sexually, we're not, thinking about, oh my gosh, I spent this money. Do we have that money in the account? No, because what we've put in there is what we've agreed upon, and that's what we're going to stick to.
Absolutely. So the first question is just something I want you to think about, because a lot of times couples think they're doing this, but they aren't necessarily. So on average, I think we talk about our finances how many times a month? How many times do you really talk about what's going on in your finances?
And then there's that, you could be a spouse who's an avoider. Right? So you don't want to talk about it. And hopefully through Rescue My Marriage today, we've been able to help you take off the mask, be honest, be transparent, so that you're not avoiding these conversations now. And then there's the other spouse or type of spouse who constantly wants to talk about it, which can also frustrate your spouse because it's never ending. And so there's sort of the two sides of the coin. It's like it's always being talked about or it's not ever being talked about.
It's kind of like actually the thing that I just thought about, and this wasn't even in our notes for this particular video. It's kind of like sex, right? Like somebody's always saying no to sex. And the other person's like, I just want to have sex with you. I just want to be close to you. It's the same thing with our finances. And I've actually never made that correlation before.
I love it.
But it's that same kind of thing. If you're always avoiding it, then it's always going to be an issue for the other person. So why not have a plan in place, just like the intimacy lifestyle? You have a plan for when you're going to have conversations. You have a plan for how you're going to spend your money. And then you take that level of your marriage or that particular area of your marriage, that intimacy, to a whole new level.
And this isn't something that you do and then lord over your spouse.
Oh, no.
This is something that you guys are doing together, learning together, working through together. It's not something that you use to hold over them and go, we can only spend $20 and you spent $21. No.
We've heard those stories.
Yes. It's not like that. Just an example, just quickly. Elisa and I will have our specific categories, and you'll see those here. And say one has $100 and another one has $200. As the month goes on, if the one category, the $100 category, starts going low, or we may even use up that whole $100 category, and yet we have something coming up that would need to fulfill that, we may take some funds for the $200 category. It's all money that we know we're going to spend for the month. Mm-hmm. It's just we didn't look at it at the beginning of the month and see it properly and understand that we're going to have some other extra expenses. So we'll take from a category and put into another. Some months, there have been times where we have extra in categories, which is a woohoo. Good thing. Yeah, I mean, it's awesome. What you can do then is you can take that extra and put it into next month, right? Which allows you to, you know, beef up that category if you so choose, or it allows you to have less that you need to take for the month and maybe put to savings. So it's moving. The cash flow plan isn't static. It's not like we made it, this is it, we cannot deviate from it. Know that there's a flow that is happening, and that's something that you may have to discuss throughout the month to make sure that you guys are both on that same page.
So question 2 and 3, I do or do not feel like we're in a good place financially. I know we asked that on another video, but as we're going through this worksheet, it's really important to identify how you feel about where your finances are. Mm-hmm. And question 3, I do or do not feel like we have a workable plan for our finances. Maybe in the past, the two of you have tried putting together a cash flow plan, and you know, one person decided this was the plan and the other person had to implement it, but it wasn't really something the two of you had worked on together. Question 4, describe how most of your financial conversations seem to you. Most couples that don't have a plan, there tends to be a particular pattern that they fall into, and it varies from couple to couple, but it may always be like, we never have enough money, where'd the money go? And then you sit down and you pull out all the receipts and somebody's upset and words are said, or it may be like, we never talk about our finances. We just pretend it doesn't exist and just hope we make it through the month. So we don't talk about it. Whatever your financial conversations sound like, write that down there. Question 5, what is your biggest financial challenge? You know, is it having enough money to pay your bills? Is it wondering how we're going to put these kids all through college? Is it wondering, you know, can we afford to go down to a single family or a single income, you know, because somebody wants to stay home with the kids? What are you challenged by? Mm-hmm. Where are the two of you having success financially in your marriage? And this can be small things like, we decided we weren't going to go to Starbucks for a month and we saved, you know, $60. That's actually a true story from Tony and Lisa in January of 2016. We cut out Starbucks for a month and we're like, wow, there's an extra $60 in the budget, right? You know, it success can be, you know, we just opted to eat home one night this week instead of going out to eat, right? Celebrate your success. There is no success in marriage that is too small.
Right.
Right? Every success in marriage is something that should be celebrated. It is something that you should, you know, hang your hat on and say, that was one step closer to having an extraordinary marriage. Again, how do the two of you make those large financial decisions when it comes to your budget? Like Tony said, our budget is fluid. If something comes up, we're like, hey, you know, I mean, we've had those months where all of a sudden every sports team wants the kids to register in one particular month. And we're like, wow, we thought we had another month for that. You know, or the tires blow on the car, or, you know, all of a sudden, you know, school is asking for every fundraiser known to man. And, you know, you're trying to balance all of these things. And so it becomes those conversations of going, okay, we've got all of these large expenses this month. How are we going to do this? And here's the thing. The two of you are on a team. Right. It's not me versus Tony when it comes to our finances, just like it's not husband versus wife in your marriage. It's the two of us telling our money how it's going to work for us. We're on the same team, just like the two of you are on the same team.
And we're on the same team attacking the problem. So we're working together. Neither of us are the problem or the issue. Mm-hmm. The problem is we have more month than money. Or we have these expenses that came out of the blue that we weren't expecting. So it's not us fighting against each other. It's us coming together, working together on that team, coming up with a solution. Now, the solution may not end up as either of us want. You know, one may have to concede that month, or we both may have to just, you know, go, you know, we're going to just have to wait to do this. We're going to have to tell somebody it wasn't part of our plan this month. And you know what? Sometimes being able to do that is a huge, huge win for you guys and your marriage. And too often it's with our money that we want to make sure that everybody else is happy and we're willing to forego our own marriage or forego that time and that peace and that contentment in our own marriage to make somebody else happier outside of our marriage. And so as you go through your cash flow plan, something that you really get to stick to. I will say this, and because we've talked about date nights on previous modules and coaching sessions, make sure you put money in there. Mm-hmm. Make sure you have a category for date time and make sure you fund it for whatever particular style of date you're going to go on that month, because that is absolutely vital to you guys. And so make sure you get that category filled each and every month.
So moving on, what is your plan for financial emergencies, right? Financial surprises are going to happen and you have to have a plan. So what is it? Write it down. Then what's your plan for giving, right? You haven't been entrusted with all this money just so it can, you know, bless your family. There really is truth in, you know, the fact that you have blessings to be a blessing mm-hmm. to somebody else. So, you know, are you supporting your church? Are you supporting missions? Are you giving to a local charity? You know, what is your plan for giving so that you can be a blessing mm-hmm. to other people?
Yeah.
Now, question 10, this is a big one, and you probably don't even have enough lines on here. We're actually going to include a separate handout that is, I think it's called our emergency list.
Yes.
And that will give you more space for that. It literally just popped into my head, so we're going to include that. But where do you have accounts, right? One of the biggest financial challenges for couples, and I've seen this because I used to work in the banking industry, is that one person manages all the money, right? So it's one person, so does everything from know the passwords to handle the accounts to set up the accounts, and then something happens to that person. They get sick or they die or you know, life changes. And the other spouse doesn't have any of that information. The two of you have got to have full disclosure on all of this, because here's what happens. When you have full disclosure, you have a deeper level of intimacy.
So true.
And then you know that if something should happen, you both are in a position of knowledge instead of a position of fear.
Right. So true.
And then question 11, ask your spouse, what do you think that we need to do to improve our financial intimacy? Right? You got to ask, you know, instead of thinking, well, if I just put together a cash flow plan, we'll be good. Well, maybe, but maybe not. Maybe your spouse just wants to have a conversation with you. Maybe it's, you know, using cash envelopes, right, where you don't even use your credit cards anymore. Maybe it's having a threshold for big purchases, and it, you know, anything over $200, and that's completely an arbitrary number, that, you know, a phone call, a text, a let me sleep on it happens. You know, what is it that you need to do to improve the financial intimacy?
Yeah.
And then finally, it's stated here on the worksheets, we want you to take the time this week to sit down and look through, not just look through, but actually put numbers to the paper on those cash flow plan sheets, on having a financial picture. One of the worksheets lists your assets, so just everything that you have that's yours. And then the other one is, where are you spending your money every month, right? And for some of you, it's maybe hard because you're like, I have no idea. Well, you know, if you use your debit card, credit card statements, pull it out, spend some time on this. What actually seems really hard at the beginning of going, oh my gosh, we have all this information. I mean, Tony and I now do our cash flow plan in about 5 minutes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We kind of take stock of what's coming up in the month. We put everything into the categories. Sometimes we, you know, massage the numbers if we've got to put more in one category or another, you know, depending, so that all balances.
Yeah, depending on the month and mm-hmm. what's going on. You know, it's like we talked about already, things can come up. So we take account of those.
So here are a few things that you know are always going to come up that you should add to your cash flow plan. Christmas comes up every December 25th, so you yeah. can start planning for that now. It's going to come. It's coming.
Set aside money for that.
Birthdays happen once a year like clockwork, and so do anniversaries.
Right.
So add those into your budget now so that when it happens, you're not like, oh my gosh, I didn't know this was coming. Yes, you did, because I told you on the video.
Right.
So no surprises. And when you don't have surprises in your budget, your intimacy, your financial intimacy grows to a whole new level.
Yeah.
So we'll see you on the next video.